Then joy crowned his days, for he grew rich in giving. I like that lesson. I like giving things. I really do. I get a lot of satisfaction out of it. I've had people tell me from time to time, you give too much away. You couldn't possibly give too much away. What a dumb statement. What a dumb statement. You ought to take part of all you get and put it back where it came from. If a farmer doesn't do that, you're soon going to have a poor farmer. They are what you call dumb farmers. A farmer takes part of his crop, puts it back in the ground. And if you don't take part of all you receive and put it back where you got it from, you're not going to get much more. We hold on to old ideas. Why do we do all these things? We're insecure. We're insecure. Remember how physical we are? We got lots of physical things around us. We feel comfortable. Did you ever watch the advertisement on television that American Express have? See a young couple having a great time, you know, nice music, and all of a sudden, we lost our credit cards! And you hear this voice, you have American Express. And a calmness comes over them. Did you ever drive downtown, you go to park your car, and you reach for your purse or put your hand in your pocket, and all of a sudden you see the purse on the table in the hall, or you see the money on the dresser. Feeling of insecurity in here, isn't it? Isn't it strange how we feel secure if we've got a few bucks on us? A little bit of paper? So dumb. Security is an inside thing. It's inside. And the more we learn about ourselves, the less we need all these things around us. Some people are real pack rats. No. Well, on page 67, we're talking about removing these mental blocks. You see, it not only works with physical things, it works with mental things. Because remember, the physical and the mental, the non-physical, are all the same. And we must create a space for the good that we desire. In the book, you'll see that I dedicate this book to my Aunt Marg Moyer. I love her very much. She and I are very close friends. And Marg and Don, her husband and daughter's family, they came to the seminar. And when Marg first came, she said it was such an awakening for her. She'd always been so subservient. She never thought that she could have anything. And if she ever learned anything, I'm going to tell you, she learned this law. I was over at her house one day, and she was telling me how much she disliked her drapes. And I said, no, you don't, Marg. If you didn't like them, they wouldn't be there. I said, you only have around you the things you're in love with, in harmony with. She said, well, I don't love them. And I said, well, you really don't get rid of them. I said, have you never learned the law, the vacuum law of prosperity? Boy, I'm going to tell you, she locked into it. She got up and took the drapes down. Don was yelling, we haven't got any money to buy new ones. And I said, it won't be long until you have new ones there, Marg. You'll get sick of living in a fishbowl. She didn't listen to Don. The drapes were gone. I said, give them away. I went over one day, and there was beautiful new shears and new drapes on the window. And she was so happy. And every time she looked at them, she felt good instead of looking at the old ones and feeling bad. Wasn't too long, I went over there, and all the living room was empty. There was no furniture there. I'm telling you the truth. Then they went through the closet and cleaned the closets out, and pretty soon she had new clothes. Do you know now they live in a beautiful home, brand new home. They got rid of the home. And I remember when they were moving into this beautiful new home, I saw nothing going in one end of the room, and I was looking. I was saying, you know, Mark, the room's going to be a little out of balance. You should put something there. She says, there is something there. And I said, what's that? She's my baby grand piano. I said, what do you mean your baby grand piano? I said, you haven't got a baby grand piano. Oh, yes, I have. It's just not arrived yet. You know. You go into their house today, there's a beautiful baby grand there. You must create a space for the good that you desire. On page 69, I'm going to ask you to write down clothes closet under area. Clothes closet under area. Now, I want you to write down a date within 7 days of today's date. Completion date. Put down a day, could be today, tomorrow, the next day, but within 7 days of completion date. Now, what I'm going to suggest you do is that you test this law. I'm going to suggest you go through your closet, and every piece of clothes or garment you pick up that you do not wear, you get rid of it. You just put it on the floor. And you're going to get to the point where you're going to grab one garment, and you're going to have a difficult, it's almost like it's welded to the railing. Because that garment you paid a lot for, and you haven't worn it very often. In fact, you only had it on a couple of times. But you don't like it. It doesn't feel right or it doesn't fit right. But you're thinking, I spent so much on it, so good, I can't throw it out. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Completely clean the closet out. Get rid of the shoes. Nice idea, isn't it? That's right. You want a new... I know, I can tell by looking at you, you want a new... I mean, you're just so excited about this. Do you know in a relatively short period of time, that closet will all fill up again? You'll say, but where will I get the money? You'll attract it. And you'll get the clothes that you want. There's a young lady sitting right here in the front